I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. President Obama was in Hiroshima today for a historic visit to that city, obliterated by an American atomic bomb 71 years ago. He talked about eliminating nuclear weapons and about peace. That made us think about last summer when huge protests rocked Japan over government plans to increase the power of the Japanese military. Now, that kind of demonstration would be news anywhere, but especially so in Japan. People just don't protest there. Here's more on that from reporter Naomi Gingold.
When Aki Okada was 14, he ran away from home. Okada ran away and stayed away.
Yayama諸島ってあるんですけど、まあ一番日本の南の方。
I went and lived on Yayamasho, the southernmost island in Japan. I mean, there are Japanese who don't even know it, because there are only 50 people who live there.
He'd been bullied in school, so he just stopped going. And his home life was also unusual. His father was a Christian priest, and his parents took in the homeless. And he says,
the whole let's help people thing at home was so completely different from the atmosphere at school. I didn't know who I was supposed to be.
And he laughs and says, you know, I was an adolescent. Okada later went on to an unusual boarding school in the countryside, where students got to vote on the rules. And then, just as he was about to start college, the earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear meltdown hit Japan. It was 2011. Okada started going to the anti-nuclear protests. He says the triple disaster was a turning point. For starters, there was the lack of believable information from the government about what was going on. Then Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's right-leaning government announced they were restarting nuclear reactors. Then they announced a new state secrets law, clamping down on journalists.
It
felt like the government had gone too far. And things were just so out of balance, I felt I had to do something to stop it.
Now, normally in Japan, most people don't talk about politics, not with friends or family, and the idea of college students as politically active or socially engaged, in Japan, it's the opposite. College is known as your last chance to party. Being into politics, not so cool. Okada also says,
it's really hard to speak out in Japanese society. There is this idea that people don't think about politics, that young people are apathetic.
But even though people may not be speaking up,
there are people who are thinking about politics. People like SEALDS.
SEALDS. Students Emergency Action for a Liberal Democracy. His group. Okada, at 23, is now the frontman of what's become one of the largest activist movements ever in Japan. When Abe introduced legislation last year to expand the power of the military and change Japan's pacifist constitution, SEALDS started organizing weekly protests in front of parliament. Most people opposed Abe's security bill, but in Japan, protests have an image problem. In the 60s and 70s, there were big student demonstrations that turned violent. People even died. And that image of protesters as violent extremists has stuck. So Okada and SEALDS knew that they needed to change the culture around protests and make it seem like any regular person could and should join. They started holding educational events. They produced these slick, eye-catching ads and brochures featuring themselves, stylish, regular college students. At first, protests were small. But by mid-July and August, they hit 60,000, then 120,000 people. And they attracted prominent academics and politicians. SEALDS groups popped up all over Japan, and then groups inspired by SEALDS. Eventually, Okada was invited to speak in parliament. But in the end, the prime minister rammed the military bill through, and SEALDS turned their attention to this summer's election. Recently, they helped bring opposition parties together, and they've been doing big get-out-the-vote campaigns. Still, one of the main criticisms of SEALDS is that they're not serious enough, that they're focused on style over substance.
I mean, the fact that people would say that means we changed the image of protests.
Okada says his larger goal has always been to create a culture where it's okay for anyone to just say their opinion and talk about politics. Create a new normal. However July's election goes, it's clear something is changing in Japan. And a group thought of as the most disconnected is leading the way. For The World, I'm Naomi Gingold.